We're staying at the, is that rolling?
Yes.
Okay. We're staying at the,
We're ready when we're ready.
Okay, that's
So, excuse me. 54, take one, Margaret.
Governor Attia, why did you originally commute Duane Sample's sentence from life to 20 years?
We look at the cases we do whenever a commutation request comes in. We looked at the available information we had. There was a growing thought in my mind about the Vietnam stress syndrome, the change that had taken place from time to time, the time he came back.
You studied it yourself?
Yes. And the what was going on in the prison while he was there and what he was doing, and the psychiatrist and psychologist reports and all. Anyway, when the whole thing was done, I thought, well, maybe this is the appropriate thing to do in the competition.
In other words, you studied Vietnam stress syndrome?
No.
I don't mean that you studied it.
I kind of heard it. I had brothers that were in the service in the prisoners of war. My best friend was on the front lines for the whole war.
World War II.
So I come from that one. And I started off initially when I first heard about it, the Vietnam stress syndrome. Very skeptical. You know, what's the difference between these things? But there must have been something in my mind. I can't tell you what. I began to listen, read, news would come on, things like that. It gradually maturing, I guess, is the best word I can use in my mind. And I left. Maybe there is an element of this. Now, this is background before Samples. And then when Samples' case comes up, and I read, for example, the tremendous difference between pre-Vietnam and post-Vietnam, when it changed personally, something happened in that time frame.
Right.
It, of course, is not the sole reason. I don't make a decision on competition based on one thing. But so during the period of time when my mind was maturing on that subject, this conversation came, and the difference between the two, and it had some effect on that fight.
And so you said, not life, 20 years. And then how long later did you decide, no, not 20 years, life? Oh,
I'm sorry. I didn't hear the voice up so far.
Put a new bullet in the gun. This is the one that we're going to shoot you with.
Okay. Ready, Jim? Rolling.
Bill Mole 29. 55, take one. Marker.
Go ahead and start like that.
All right. And so you said to yourself, and you said to Samples, not life, 20 years. And then how much later was it? No, not 20 years, life.
There was something else I said when I talked. That was in the commutation and the commutation letter as well. Is that we think this is the right, I'm going to paraphrase the words. We think this is the right move. However, there are conditions. You have to perform, and you have to keep up the standard and things of that kind. So there was something besides just the pure commutation conditions on it. After the commutation took place, then a considerable amount of new information, and I might say changed minds. A psychiatrist, psychologist that had just prior to the time, right at the time I made the commutation. Now the same people are coming by and saying, no, you can't do that. This is a very evil person. You sexual sadist is the word. And they changed minds. And then new information came along down the line. And then along with it came a case in which a young lady was beaten that was never divulged to me. Or, as a matter of fact, it came as a surprise to psychiatrists and psychologists. And so at that point in time, I said, and we were giving me my communication. It was premature. I made that decision because of all this new information. And it was an error to have done it that soon.
Do you believe the man to have been? Do you believe that Duane Samples was a sexual sadist?
No, but there again, you see, I'm not one of those psychologists, psychiatrists. The thing that, that's interesting to me, I've talked to a lot of psychologists and psychiatrists. I've been in the legislative process. We've dealt with that whole thing for a long period of time. And I've never heard one make an absolutely positive statement until some of them said that about him.
Well, what did they know of you? The eight people...
Most of them did not. But they came up with a theory. They came and talked to me. They said this category of sexual status. And
but out of the eight people who signed that letter, only three had spent any time with him at all. Yeah. Five had not. Yeah. And of the three who spent time with him, most of them hadn't spent any time with him for several years.
Right. That's why, in fact, I said, at least not in the papers themselves, but in the interviews and things of that kind, I didn't buy that particular theory in regard to him, because I never heard anybody make a flat-out statement, a psychiatrist or psychologist, I should say. So that was not one of the major thoughts in my mind as I was thinking about this.
Well, then what was? Why did you rescind the commutation?
That was a combination of things. It was not one flash of lightning. As a matter of fact, it was not one flash of lightning when I commuted. The whole new series of things, the new information, the new Janet letter, the diary, this case which there was no disclosure about the beating up of the young lady.
When you say the beating up of the young lady, I believe that you describe it, or your assistant described it in his brief to you, or you yourself in rescinding the commutation said that she'd been brutally or severely beaten. The way he tells the story, it was not a brutal...
Yeah.
And the girl remains his friend today.
But the fact is that she was, and
she was
beaten, and rather brutally beaten. Bruised, they banged around, whatever term you want to use. And the fact that he didn't think it was that serious, also I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Was there no politics in this?
Oh, I don't think it's fair to say there are no politics in this, but there's a fine line between, let's say, the politics of bringing the issue forward to bring it to a high peak versus the politics of the decision. I have to fairly tell you there's no politics in the decision. Politics brought the subject forward. There's no doubt about it. There was a high level. Matter of fact, there were some people wanting to make fast decisions, and I said I would not do that. It took us a long time to make that decision.
What do you mean politics brought the decision forward?
Well, politics in the sense that there were high level, now after the commutation, which I presume is what you're saying, high level of particular interest on that issue after the commutation. And more information came in, and a lot of people said you didn't do the right thing, and I can't fairly say there wasn't any. There was a lot of controversy about it.
Some cynics will suggest that your opposition, your potential opponents in this year's election for governor, let's take it again. Some cynics will suggest that your potential opponents in this year's gubernatorial election were planning to portray you, Governor Attia, in this coming campaign as soft on sexual sadists, or some such, soft on murder. And Attia said, hey, I don't need this around the state of Oregon. I'm going to...
Yeah. Well,
you know you've heard that.
Oh, sure. But you know, they have to be where I am. And when I say that to you, or any governor, the decision rests with the governor. It's a very, very serious decision to make. And to make it on the basis of politics is very unfair. Either way you go, it's very, very unfair. And I am able to divorce that. Now, anyone can speculate any way they want.
Sure.
I can't control that. I know what's in my mind, what my heart. You know, there's all kinds of speculation in the course of the campaign. There's no way to control that either. But this is a very serious matter. And I made my decision based on the facts and I didn't solve it.
In your estimation, is Duane Samples a victim of what is called Vietnam stress disorder?
I think there's a large measure of that, in my opinion, yes.
Would it have happened? Would he have turned out to be the man that he is had he not gone to Vietnam?
Probably not.
Oh,
I can't make that guess. The one thing is clear. I think the record shows it to be clear. And the murder was the last act. By that I mean he was a square citizen before he went to Vietnam. He was a square citizen in Vietnam. When he came home, he became the counterculture, the underground, the whole thing was entirely changed from the way he left. Now that's clear, I mean, that's on the record. How he got there, you know, I don't know. I believe there is a measure of the Vietnam Stress Syndrome in that.
And if there is a measure of Vietnam Stress Syndrome, then what does society owe him in the way of... What does society owe him?
Let me take this case, maybe I can describe it. Or anyone else that commits a crime. In this particular case, he admitted to the crime.
Right.
The psychiatrist or psychologist said, yes, he knew what he was doing at the time. There was no trial. He admitted to it. And he should go to jail. Not unlike, for example, some of the robs that says, I've got Vietnam Stress and therefore I'm not going to go to jail. I don't buy that.
Yeah.
I do, however, buy the fact that we ought to take that into account. This man's in jail, and anyone else that does these kind of crimes should go to jail. You can't do that and not go to jail and say, I have Vietnam Stress Syndrome. But we certainly ought to take into account what we have done. I guess now I'm getting into why I feel as I do. That these young men went to war, and women too, a very unpopular war. They went almost with guilt and came back with even more guilt because we honored those that didn't more than those that went. And I have a great deep feeling for the Vietnam veterans, personally, and the syndrome aside. I have great respect for them and great admiration for them, and I've said so many times. It's a different situation than my brothers and my friends in World War II.
Mm-hmm. But you've not answered the question.
Give it to me again, and I'll try.
What does society owe him? If he is, even in part, a victim of what is called Vietnam Stress Syndrome.
Let me put it then more generically rather than Wayne Samples or anyone else that makes that claim. I think society owes all our Vietnam veterans a...
But they're not all murderers.
I understand that. We owe him, as we would anyone else that has a mental problem, all the care and loving care we can give him.
Okay, and when the psychiatrists say that he has changed back, if they say he is now, quote, cured.
Well, some said that before, and that's the information I used at the time I commuted. The same one said afterward that he wasn't. How do we deal with psychiatrists and psychologists? You know, you can get 10 on one side and 10 on the other. And those of us that aren't have to wend our way through that and make a decision based upon it. But I really think that there is special recognition for Vietnam's veterans. I believe that, sincerely. This man committed a crime, went to jail. I think certainly we ought to say, okay, he had some of that. Maybe that's the case. We ought to try to help him work his way out of it, whatever got him into it. Just as we would anyone else that has a hang-up of one kind or another.
All of that's being done, apparently.
Yes.
He is getting counseling.
That's right.
The psychiatrists, most of those I've talked to who have worked with him, say he's ready. Is Governor Attia ready?
Then they changed their mind again. I don't know. It's hard for me to tell. No, I haven't changed my mind. I've made that decision. Obviously, never forecloses anyone to ask again. We have people repeatedly applying for pardons and commutations, and we never say you can't ever do it again.
A re-elected Governor Attia, can you see the circumstance in which you might commute again, or in which you might recommend parole?
Oh, that's a word, but I just can't. I can't honestly answer that question.
Do you fear his release?
I think a little more so because I withdrew the commutation because of a deep question in my mind. There has to be a level, there can never be a level, I'm absolutely sure this will never happen again, whatever it is, and nobody would ever get out. And so there's a threshold level where I don't think this will ever happen again. And there's no way of coming, you have to be at the moment, whenever that moment comes, to make a decision, you don't want to decide that ever.
All right, we're almost just about. Alan?
Um, The thing that that I'm curious about is why, is still in my mind, is why the, I talked to Linda Ruff, the woman that was beaten.
Okay.
She somehow projects that as a much smaller incident than what it was portrayed as. In fact, she thought it was resolved, and Dwayne was a sweet guy before and found him a sweet guy after.
He obviously was trying to, making a pass at her, in effect, and she wasn't about to have a pass made, and
the fact that
he gave her the back
twice.
Of his hand back and forth, and she hit him back, and apparently, didn't they go out together again?
She, in fact, admits that she whacked him severe enough to knock his glasses off 2 or 3 times, and that it was that smack in the face that set him off, and he gave her the, she says, he gave her the back. I guess what I'm saying is I don't find that act, that situation, analogous to the psychotic rampage with a knife.
Yeah, but the governor is not mentioning that.
No, what I'm saying
in and
is
of itself as what changed his mind about commutation, because he mentions the Dear Janet letter.
Yeah, which was post Vietnam and should probably link to the crime itself. I mean, it seemed like it's the same person you're talking about.
Yeah, right? The question we constantly had, because media would dwell on certain aspects of it. Is this what made you decide? Is this what made you decide? Is this what made you decide? And they blew up this one as being, because that was relatively new to them, meaning the media. And
it was relatively new to you, too.
That's correct. And what I'm saying is that wasn't it all by itself. And I'm trying to put it in context. You have to go into my head.
Let's shoot and we'll
yeah.
Because otherwise we'll just leave it here.
Richard needs to get out of the rolling.
Film roll 30. Film roll 30. 56 take one marker.
Just a moment.
Please. Sure.
Go, please.
I don't, maybe this is unfair, so if it's unfair, don't answer it. Your father. Yeah. Can you divorce yourself for an instant from being governor? And because you've studied this a good deal, what is your hunch about, what is your feeling about the possibility of the Vietnam stress syndrome really being at the root of all of this?
I think it had the beginning of it. You're talking about the murder itself.
Yes.
One of the questions I was asking during the course of people that I was talking to, questions I asked the staff and all. Okay, now he's reached now a new level. He's now more normal than he was. Could he commit that crime in that mental frame of mind, or does it take what happened to him, a gradual deterioration until he got to a point in which that was a possibility? Of course, you couldn't answer a question like that. But you see what was going in my mind. At what level is it going to have to take Adwayne Samples or anyone else? And at the very beginning, when you're fully cognizant of what you're doing, or you get a counterculture and drugs and all this other thing, and you finally work your way down, I say down to the point where you're
going
at that time. Again, these are things that I guess each one of us would come to a different conclusion on. It's difficult to say what he would do. If he got out, if he were on the streets today, I couldn't assure and guarantee anything. I don't know.
Well, obviously you could not assure that if he were on the streets today, nothing would happen, and therefore you as governor.
Well, the commutation, of course, first was for a period further on.
Yeah.
And say it was still there, and at that point in time, we got out. Again, coming back to the rescinding of the commutation, if you look at the commutation itself, it did have a question mark in it, I commuted, but obviously I'm saying you're going to have to do some things in order
right.
to obtain that. So that showed that the question still remained, but I thought that was an okay thing. Then comes all this other information that I spoke about that accumulated after the commutation. The question became larger in my mind. The word I used was premature. My judgment on how much she was premature. I came to that conclusion. Maybe it was further down the scale than I thought, or I was sure when I looked at it, and that it was an error for that period of time. And that was my judgment the second time around.
Have you met any of the people who support Duane Sample's efforts? Dr. John Wilson, Dr. Davis, his therapist?
Davis, I may have. I met with some individuals that supported his release, and some said right away. They were that convinced, of course, of him. They were people close to him, people that had known him actually in his college days, or a family of students he went to school with, or those kind of people.
He has a remarkable network of friends.
Yes.
Superb friends.
Yes.
Well-placed friends. Serious men and women.
Yes.
And a wife. And by the same token, he has equally well-placed and determined opponents.
An interesting case. It's been a very difficult period of time for me emotionally, because I do get involved emotionally in these things. By that, I know I have to make a serious decision, and I worry my way through it. Obviously, it's not nearly as emotional as to those against whom the crime is committed or the families around me. I guess I'm wise to say mainly is that I don't take it lightly. I certainly do not commute willy-nilly. If I were to say anything to give you a measure of it, 1 out of 100 requests, it's not something I just do automatically. I'm pretty hard in that area.
So that the fact of your original commutation.
If you look at it in terms of who I am and what I've done, it's quite a step.
Alan?
I don't know if this has any bearing, but we've tried to talk to several of the people who signed me at Deer. Who signed
me? Oh, no, I don't think so. I'm
just saying they're saying it's the Attorney General and what have
you. You mean District Attorney?
No. They're saying that on recommendation, on advice of the Attorney General, they decided they don't want to talk to this.
Oh, I don't think that's it. It seems to me. Well, final question. Okay, roll.
Just a second.
Tom?
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
Go, please.
Had you not rescinded the commutation, would it have been an issue in the gubernatorial campaign in 1982?
Oh, it's very likely. I understand right now there are a lot of other issues.
I understand there are a lot of issues, but not perhaps as emotional as the fact that Atiyah could be charged with being soft on murder, soft on sexual sadists.
Oh, I'm sure it would be. I would hope it would not be, but not so much for the political viewpoint. To again stir up the emotions of the people that, and I'm now thinking of the family and the person that was stabbed that survives, and, all those emotions. I would hope not, but I guess anything is fair game in politics.
Cut. Okay. Let's get the two shots and one or two reverses, and we'll let them go on to...